Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so a couple of royals have left the building, and now the queen needs to replace them with a personal assistant. And we're going to tell you how to get that job and how much it pays, which is really what's shocking. That's coming up. But first, let's talk about Disney's new streaming service, Disney Plus. It now has 26 million paid subscribers.
Ooh,
that's a lot.
That happened fast.
And the second season of The Mandalorian is going to start streaming on Disney Plus in October.
Yes! Oh, October, that's a long ways away.
I know. Tell me about that show.
It's all about the Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Is that what it sounds like?
Sort of, although he would say something about the Force.
Force. Baby Yoda makes the Force.
Is that
fantastic.
Better?
That's really good, yeah.
I know he growls a little bit. That's more Chewbacca.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like if Chewie and Yoda had a baby, it would be that.
Is that what The Mandalorian is?
Chewie, yes, that's what it is. It's awkward. Yeah, it's a late night show.
Now we have to get a little bit serious because Kobe Bryant, I have Kobe Bryant in the news. His fans left 1,300 basketballs, 25,000 candles, 5,000 signs, 500 stuffed animals, and 350 pairs of shoes outside the memorial at the Staples Center. All of those items are in the process of being shipped in airtight containers to Kobe's widow, Vanessa. I'm wondering if she's going to do some sort of museum or display or something like that, because that's how she requested them, like very particularly packaged before they were sent to her. So I'm wondering if it's if she's preserving them for something goes going on there. So we'll keep you posted on that. And let's talk royalty. They just changed the words, probably the other way around.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the Queen of England is hiring a personal assistant. Her job posting on LinkedIn reads, the Queen is looking for someone to provide daily administrative support. This will include a diary and correspondence management, responding to varied queries and event support, as well as travel and logistics plans for the non-official program. The person will need to be discreet and have outstanding interpersonal and communication skills, efficient, well-organized, and able to work under pressure. If you can manage a busy workload and prioritize multiple tasks and projects effectively, then this seems to be the job for you. So the Queen of England hiring a personal assistant. What's your best guess as to how much that job would go for, Dave?
Is it do you want the pay like in a year, a month,
a
week?
A year? Personal assistant.
In pounds? 11 pounds.
No, not in pounds. In dollars, because we don't know what pounds are.
You're right. 100 grand.
$42,000.
Really?
Right? Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
That does seem a little bit low. Yeah.
Although I have a hard time believing that she would post this on LinkedIn, too. So, I don't know.
Did you apply?
Maybe. Coming up in the next X-Files, who is the most handsome man? It's not Brad Pitt. It's not Bradley Cooper. Not even George Clooney. According to science, who is the most handsome man alive?
Thank you, Andy.
Not Dave Cruz. That story coming up in an hour.
What?
I'm sorry.
All right. Andy's X-Files brought to you by University of Maryland Global Campus. Take the next step in your education toward a new career. Visit umgc.edu/radio.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now. Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Who is the most beautiful man in the world? I'll tell you, according to science, coming up. But I'll give you a hint. It is not Bradley Cooper. It is not Brad Pitt. Although they are up there on scale. Okay, so that's coming up.
Can I make a guess? No, I won't. Okay, never
mind. Okay. Shannon Doherty, who was Brenda from 90210, made an announcement on Good Morning America yesterday.
I have stage 4, so my cancer came back, and I don't think that I've processed it. It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
I have definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do.
Yeah, she's awfully strong. So our thoughts and prayers are with her for sure. A lot of hubbub about Jay-Z and Beyonce not standing for the national anthem at the Super Bowl. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's all over the place. So Jay-Z actually was speaking at Columbia University, and somebody asked him about it, and he said it was a complete misunderstanding. He said the whole time they were sitting there, they were talking about the performance of Demi Lovato. He was in business mode. He said he was so wrapped up in, why was the microphone too short? Why was this? What is she going to hit that note? Like, he was all so hyper focused on that
which makes sense, right? I mean, to me anyway, it does.
I guess. I mean, that's his job. And so kind of, but it's the national anthem. It should just be.
Do you think he would notice, huh, there's 80,000 people around me that are all standing?
I can see in any other situation, 80,000 people standing around you and you just being so hyper-focused on your job that you miss it. But as soon as you hear the national anthem, it should just be automatic that your body just stands up whether you want to or not. Like, that's, I don't know. So anyway, that's what he said. So he said he did not mean any disrespect. He was not trying to make a statement. So everybody just stop talking about that. All right. And the world's most beautiful man, according to science. Now, let me explain. Scientists measure features using the golden ratio of beauty. So it's a formula that calculates how close a person's face is to perfection. Some of the people that are in the top 10 are Bradley Cooper. Brad Pitt came in at number 4. George Clooney, Hugh Jackman, Idris Elba.
There you go.
Ryan Gosling, even up there.
Good list, right?
Henry Cavill came in second, okay?
Right.
And he is classic.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, he is, I mean, he looks like Superman. He is that classic chisel.
Right.
If you're going to draw a masculine face, it's Henry Cavill's face, right?
You're right. He'd be attractive in any decade.
Probably not. Are you going to draw Robert Pattinson's face? But he has been named the world's most beautiful man, according to science. So, and it all has to do with ratio. It's about how far apart your eyes are and about the length between, you know, your eye and your nose and your nose and your lips and your cheeks and your forehead and da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
And so he's out of 100. He scored a 92.15.
Ooh.
Henry Cavill got a 91.64. So they're very close. Bradley Cooper, 91%. Brad Pitt, almost 91%. Mm-hmm. George Clooney, 89.91%. I mean, so there's nothing you can do about it. It's just how you're born. But yes, Robert Pattinson, the most beautiful man alive. I don't know. Coming up in the next X-Files, a country artist stood by his tweet about the Super Bowl halftime show, saying that he said nothing and meant nothing offensive. We want your take. That's coming up next in the X-Files at 8:37.
Michael Ray's most beautiful man alive. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Fred Beans. In 2020, their vision has never been clearer. See for yourself how Fred Beans does use better at FredBeansUse.com.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So there's a country artist who made a comment on Twitter during the Super Bowl halftime show and is standing by his word. I would love to hear your opinion on this, so I want you to start thinking about that. But right now, that story's coming up. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Phillies. They're going to be retiring jersey number 34, of course, in honor of the late Roy Halladay. Put it on your calendar, Friday, May 29th. It's the 10th anniversary of Doc's perfect game.
The 1-2 pitch. Hit toward third. Castro has it. Spins. Fires. A perfect game! Roy Halladay has thrown the second perfect game in Philadelphia Phillies history!
So that's going to be an emotional
that's really
night.
Cool. Yeah. That's great.
Before they hang his number, before the game, I guess they'll hang his number above the rooftop in Ashburn Alley where all the others are. And then that evening, the Phillies will unveil a 6-foot-high number 34 statue at the Third Base Plaza, and it'll be open for you to go over there and take your picture with
Super
it and stuff
cool.
like that.
That's great.
So it's kind of neat. And now let's talk about Riley Green. So Riley has songs like I Wish Grandpa's Never Died, and There Was This Girl, and he is getting a lot of backlash about his comments about the Super Bowl halftime show on Twitter. So his tweet was, "Great game, but can I get somebody to translate the Super Bowl halftime show so I know what they're singing about?" And then people just started ripping on him for saying such a thing. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, they weren't really singing in English most of the time.
True.
Right? So if you don't speak Spanish, then you mm-hmm. would not know what they were saying. A lot of people found it offensive that he would then voice that opinion, I guess. And so he came back out and said, to my fans who know me, thank you for the support. To anyone offended by my tweet saying why I wanted to know what Shakira was thinking about, I'm a country songwriter and I listen for the story. I said and meant nothing negative about anyone. Both are very talented women. Mm-hmm. So he's standing by his word. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, I agree with him. I would think that if Shakira or J-Lo saw that, they wouldn't have a problem with it. Right?
They might even reach
out and go, well, here's what the song's about. Like, you know, as he pointed out, the great thing about country music are the stories right. that are within the lyrics. If you don't understand the lyrics because it's in a foreign language,
right.
he wants to know what the song's about. I don't see why that's...
But I feel like in this day and age, you can't say something like that without someone saying they're offended. And I don't know that they even really are. I think that people kind of speak out on behalf of others who might be offended,
right.
even though they may not be, but they, you know, oh man, you know, everybody's always looking to pick a fight. And so I think that they found a target on him. Was it offensive? I mean, I don't think so. You know, like I was talking to a couple people off the radio about this and some people were like, I kind of said the same thing. Like, what are they saying? You know, like I don't know what they're singing about. What is this song even about? Because it's not in English. So I don't know. I would love to hear from you and hear your take on it. You know, was he wrong? 215-263-6700.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.